1 Peter chapter 4. For as much then as Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. So you see the continual emphasis of the Bible upon being spiritually minded, upon having the mind of Christ. And Paul says, if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ or the mind of Christ, he's none of his. This is really so important. So we are to have the same mind that Jesus had while he suffered. And Philippians 2 says the same, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus as he suffered. So when you look at the cross and you think of Jesus and imagine it again in your mind, Jesus dying there, you see that in fact we are not to just look at him there and think, oh wow, we are to think of how he thought and to try to think as he did. His mind, his spirit is to be in us. And that is the essence of what it is to be a Christian. You should no longer live the rest of your time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you don't run with them in the same flood of dissipation. And so they speak evil of you, you who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead. So, unlike people in the world, we are responsible to God, and we're going to come to the day of judgment. And we've been given the hope of the kingdom, and if we refuse that and we live like they do, in lust, drunkenness, parties and so forth, then we are going to have to give an account for that. And the world doesn't understand that, and they think it's weird that we say, no, I'm not going on Friday night. No, I'm not being involved in that. No, I'm doing something else, or I'm just not going, thank you. They think we're weird, but let them think we're weird. And even if you have to stand with your back to the world, so be it. And that's difficult when you're young, and it's difficult at all times, really, because we all naturally want to be part of the crowd, part of the group. And the call to follow Jesus often means that we do not go with the crowd. For to this end was the gospel preached to those now dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, and that is true now more than ever before. Therefore, be of sound mind and sober in prayer. So be of sound mind. Again and again you see the call to be spiritually minded. It's how you think which is so important. And because it's so important, that's why we should be filling ourselves with the right things, the things we look at on screens, the things we listen to. It's no good saying, well, I'm going to look at that movie that's got drunkenness and bad things going on in it because, well, I'm not doing those things. The point is, that all has an effect upon you. This is why it's so important to read the Bible daily for yourself and to feed your mind. Above all things, being fervent in your love among yourselves, for love covers a multitude of sins. So to have true love is the sign of real spiritual maturity. Be hospitable to each other without complaining. According as each has received a gift, minister it among yourselves as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as if it were oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Beloved, don't think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to test you, as though some strange thing happened to you. In other words, we should be expecting trial, as Paul says it is through much tribulation that we must enter the kingdom. But inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that at the revelation of his glory you also may rejoice with exceeding joy. So as Paul says, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. This is what we signed up to when we were baptized. We go under the water, like we die with Jesus. We come up out of the water, like resurrection with Jesus. But our whole lives are to be lived in Christ, in identity with him. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and the Spirit of God rests upon you. So then, if people mock you because of that connection that you've made with Jesus, because you say, no, I'm not doing that. I refuse to do that. No, I will not do that. No, I'm not going to that party. No, I'm not going out with you guys. Knowing that going out with those guys means going drinking and drugs and the rest of it. And if you make that connection, that public connection with Jesus in whatever way, he says you're blessed, because if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. His life shall become ours. For let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler in other men's matters. Don't fiddle around in matters that concern you. But if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this name. For the time of judgment begins at the house of God, and if we are judged first, what shall be the outcome of those that do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous are scarcely saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? You've got to live your whole life in the perspective of the fact that I will come to judgment and I will be judged. Therefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit their souls in doing well to a faithful Creator. There's a lot of implications in the fact that God is our Creator. The fact that he created us means that he will be faithful to us. If you spend a lot of time making something, it could be something for a model railway. It could be something around the house that you've made, you've put your time and effort into. It could be just something you did on your car. All these things are therefore very personal to you. Oh, mind that. Don't touch that. You see, you're very sensitive whenever anybody touches this, that, or the other that you made. And God is the same. He is a faithful Creator because he created us. He fashioned us in the womb. And he's fashioned our whole lives and personalities. And so he is the one who is going to be faithful to us and will save us right through to the end if we let him.